This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 13, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A task force assembled by the U.S. Department of Transportation to deal with the issue of lengthy tarmac strandings has finished its work, but produced only a disjointed set of guidelines with no real teeth. The Associated Press reports the group of federal officials, airline executives, and passengers' rights advocates, which has been meeting for almost a year, couldn't even decide on the definition of lengthy delay. The group did decide airlines should update passengers stuck on the tarmac every 15 minutes about their situation. But the final document calls only for airlines to provide refreshments and entertainment for passengers when practical, and requires that they only make every reasonable effort to keep lavatories working. Kate Hannai of FlyersRights.org was obviously disappointed. Quote, "We were hoping at a bare minimum to come out of this task force with a definition of what is an extensive on-ground delay," unquote. Even as Boeing struggles to bring its commercial aircraft production back up to speed after a 57-day strike by machinists, it faces another expiring contract with members of the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace. A few days ago, the word was a settlement was near. Now that appears to have been overly optimistic. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer cites a union source in reporting that, despite a more active role by a federal mediator, the talks between Boeing and SPIA hit a snag Tuesday over incomplete responses from the company to union proposals. The company's statement said all non-economic issues have been resolved, but the union does not appear to agree. There are two SPIA contracts at play, affecting a total of about 21,000 workers. Both of them expire December 1st. While most affected workers are employed in the Puget Sound area, some work in Oregon, Utah, and California. The government of Iran engaged in a little chest-thumping along the border with Iraq on Tuesday. State media reported Iran test-fired a new short-range missile and conducted exercises using artillery and rocket launchers, a clear warning to the United States against any violation of Iranian airspace. The tests closely follow Iranian threats to shoot down any unauthorized aircraft flying in Iranian airspace. On November 5th, less than 24 hours after Barack Obama was elected president, Iran claimed U.S. helicopters had been seen flying close to its border and warned it would respond accordingly to any breach of that border. The U.S. and Israel are doing their part to keep Iranian leaders on edge, warning that as long as Iran is working on nuclear weapons, airstrikes against Iran cannot be ruled out. Both Bush and Obama have supported that stance, although Obama has also pushed for a diplomatic resolution. Oh yeah? I want to talk to a manager. That's not an exact translation, but seems to be the spirit in which the Russians have told the U.S. they'll wait for Senator Barack Obama to take office as U.S. president before conducting any new talks on a U.S. missile defense system based in Poland. Reuters reports the Kremlin reiterated Wednesday the system would threaten its national security and that the Bush administration has failed to allay its concerns. An unidentified government source told Itar Tass, quote, "Russia is ready to cooperate with the United States on European security, but considers the proposals that were sent are insufficient," unquote. The official was further quoted as offering a motive for U.S. stubbornness on the matter, claiming that Bush, quote, "is intent on putting the new U.S. president in a hopeless situation so that he should take responsibility for what they concocted without him," unquote. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has threatened to deploy missiles and jamming equipment near the Polish border to counter the perceived threat. The U.S. has insisted the missile defense system is designed to counter a threat from Iran and other rogue states and has offered to allow Russian inspectors into those sites. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Weather on Mars may spell the end of the little rover that could. A cold front on Earth may delay tomorrow's shuttle launch. And analysts say delayed Boeing deliveries are good news for WestJet. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear the conclusion of Jim Campbell's interview with incoming AOPA President Craig Fuller. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.